So welcome to this podcast from the Faith and Belief Forum as part of Walsall for All's Walsall Community Recognition Awards project. My name is Jayshree Patel and I work for the Faith and Belief Forum West Midlands. And today I'll be talking to Kelly Williams, who was recognised in the health and wellbeing category. I'll let her introduce herself in a moment. The awards were designed to recognise groups and individuals who contribute to making Walsall a more welcoming and inclusive place for everybody, and in particular by shining a spotlight on those individuals and organisations who are often unsung heroes in the community. So I'm going to hand over now to Kelly and ask her to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about her organisation.
Thank you very much. My name's Kelly Williams and I'm the chairwoman of Sport and Castle Women. We are based in Willenhall, but we've basically put ourselves right across Walsall and Willenhall. We've got a number of girls teams, boys teams and adults teams from four upwards. I look after the first team and the under 18s, and I oversee the whole club in the female section.
Great, thank you. Thanks for filling us in. And I'd like to start this conversation just by asking you how you've been. It's been a really challenging past several months with COVID and lockdown. We had Black Lives Matter protests and the death of George Floyd. So it's been turbulent. Everyone's been affected in different ways. So I just wanted to check in with you how you've been doing personally and what the past several months has been like for you.
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Yeah, it has been turbulent. I think when you've got a greater responsibility, you look after other people, don't you? Make sure that your members and the players and the coaches and your supporters are all feeling supported and engaged, because the season came to an end in March and it was quite difficult for a lot of people to get their heads around. Plus, obviously, all the added, life pressures. And everybody was going through different things, so it was really about adapting to our new environment and trying to keep everyone engaged and supported.
Great, thank you. So I want to start on a bit of an upbeat, and as we've both been discussing, it's been quite a challenging several months. Has there been anything about the past several months that has given you cause for encouragement and positivity? Has there been anything that you've seen either in yourself or your organisation or in your sector, in your community, that's made you think, people have come together, or this has brought out some good things in people? Is there anything you're taking with you that feels positive or a learning experience from the last several months?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of good work going on. We hear a lot of doom and gloom, but I think in our local communities we see a lot more positive things where people really support each other and look after those in real need. Obviously, in our organisation, we've just seen how the group come together. We've got people doing things never done before. Coaches doing five, six mile runs and things like that, just to, again, encourage the players and keep them going, and then, keep themselves active and not falling into a bit of a depression type of thing, because it was difficult at some stages. Seeing our 4, 5, 6 year olds sending videos in of them practicing and sharing that on social media, and it really brightened everybody up, and we set lots of goals in that time. So I think it, at the same time as it being doom and gloom, we used it positively. Yeah. And we've come out the other end and we're in a good place now.
Yeah, it sounds like people managed to keep themselves buoyant even though it was challenging. Great. And now what did you find particularly challenging? It might have been your organisation, in your sector, in your community. What were there any particular challenges that stood out over the past several months for you?
Yeah, I think it was a sudden stop and of the season, and having to tie everything up and keep everybody positive. Also, you're concerned about, are people going to come back? Are people going to be scared? You get financial concerns, don't you, as well? Keeping the members, really, keeping everybody positive, that was quite challenging, not being able to meet up. Because some people, that's probably their biggest, thing that they do. And, two or three times a week, that's been stopped. So we did a lot of stuff over that period, and everybody pulled together to try and make sure we were seeing each other you know, via Zoom or messaging or organising online quizzes and stuff like that. I'm sure a lot of people did that, but it was really important to us in trying to get around those obstacles.
Yeah. Thank goodness for Zoom. And looking forward to the next 6 months or the next 12 months, what do you think your organisation or your sector or your community, what do you think that you're really going to need to support you to move forward and thrive after the recent challenges? What does that look like for you in terms of support and help and what's going to help you going forward?
I think we need to give people the faith to come out and get involved again, whether that's via Zoom or get themselves out to come out, because we need volunteers, we need support, we can obviously that will bring people's confidence on as well. So we need people to help get involved. They could get a lot of benefits from that. So that's fans, volunteers, sponsors, partners, so we can really deliver things a lot better going forward, and we're a lot more sustainable. I think it's just about people coming together to really push the health, the health and well-being, and add to their skills, and we can support them as well. That's what we would really need, and getting supporters in there. You're opening up new networks of people, aren't you, to add to your organisation, potentially new players, and you're bringing people through the gate as well, which obviously can help you in the financial capacity. So those are the biggest challenges, and that's what we're trying to look forward to kind of growing.
So it sounds like there's lots of ways that you could potentially be supported and that your needs could be met going forward.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Great. And finally, I wanted to ask whether there's something that you would like to celebrate about Walsall. Is there something, an individual, an organisation, or just a general kind of thing about Walsall that you would like to celebrate at this moment in time? Is there anything you're feeling particularly positive about?
There's a lot of investment that's going on in Walsall. I think how people have pulled together in their communities is a really positive thing. The recognition awards are great because they're actually recognising the work that does go on for everybody involved, promoting whatever they're trying to do, supporting people, trying to create bright things in the community. For me, I think we just need to really focus on keeping everybody fit and healthy in mind and body. That's a massive thing because people do struggle, and I think all these organisations and communities within Walsall, they're just do really good work, and then they're much needed, so they just need to be supported really. I'm born and bred Walsall, so I haven't got a bad thing to say about it, so I'm always trying to be there for my community.
That's lovely. Born, bred and proud, it sounds like. And do you have a vision for Walsall going forward? I mean, you mentioned the investment that's going into the area. Is there something you would really love and wish for Walsall in the next 5 to 10 years? What does that look like?
For it to just kind of evolve, really. Evolve and just be a vibrant place again. It's there. There's a lot of people who invest in it. And I think I just want to see the town centres a bit fuller and things like that, safe and communities thriving, really. That'd be my vision for Walsall, fit and healthy and in a better place.
Right. That sounds perfect for somebody who's won the Health and Wellbeing Award. So, thank you so much for your time, Kelly. That's been brilliant. It's been really interesting hearing about your organisation, about some of the peaks and troughs, and also your vision for Walsall. So thank you so much for your time. And if anyone who's listening wants to find out more about the Walsall Awards, you can take a look at our Faith and Belief Forum website, and you can learn a bit more about the categories and the people who've been recognised and their organisations. So thank you for listening.